Hi, Adele. How was the show?
Well, I went to Danielle Perez's house, and she likes Mariah Carey.
Okay.
Do you know who Mariah Carey is?
Yes, she's been a pop star since we were teenagers. She's been a pop star. She has managed to maintain being a pop star these many years.
Did you know that she was married to a dirtbag named Tony Manelco? Tony Mottola?
I vaguely remember that she was married to somebody.
He was a Sony guy.
Okay.
And he married her.
Record. Yeah. Sony Records guy. Sony Music guy.
Made her a star.
Oh, yeah. One of those sorts of deals.
Mm-hmm. And then they got divorced. And then she still had several album deals. And he took all of the things she wanted to sample and gave them to J-Lo. Because he's mature.
Because he's mature.
What?
Well, I mean, besides being an irritation,
right?
It didn't seem to stop her any. Didn't seem to
to
slow her down any. So good
it
for
did,
her.
It did slow her down a little bit. She had a little bit of a meltdown.
Oh,
did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
She had a meltdown on New Year's Eve in 2016. Wait, no, 2016. She had just a moment of, hey, I can't hear myself sing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So she had that moment, but then
right. I do remember that.
She had a meltdown earlier. When the hell was that? But here's what I wanted to tell you. She came out with a terrible movie, I guess, named Glitter.
Yes.
And it didn't go well, and the album didn't particularly do well either. But she wanted to be an actress, a la Madonna. She should have aimed higher. Anyway, she wanted to be an actress, so she came out with this movie, Glitter. And Danielle Perez, by the way, recommends that we watch it only with the director's commentary.
Okay.
And not normal.
Okay.
Anyway, so, but get this. Mariah Carey herself has said that the reason Glitter did not do well was because of 9/11.
Interesting. Did it come
out
on?
It came
out
the same weekend as 9/11.
Well, that's going to put a crimp in a lot of...
I think 9/11 was a Monday in 2001.
Yeah.
So if it came out on the Friday, she had a whole weekend...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I can't imagine.
She might mean that it came out the following Friday.
Right. Could have meant that. Still don't think 9/11 put the kibosh on the movie Glitter.
I think it probably put a kibosh on a lot of things.
Right. Maybe that Coldplay movie, the Coldplay album with the two towers on it. Did you remember that?
I vaguely remember something about that.
Oh, it was Wilco. It wasn't
Wilco,
Coldplay.
Not Coldplay.
Yeah.
Some sad sack piano band.
They have feels. They have all kinds of feels. She has feels. She has an album called Emotions that I want to listen to.
Okay.
Have you ever?
No, I have not paid any attention to Mariah Carey's career.
Okay,
I mean,
well.
Other than to know that like every few years I'm like, oh, Mariah Carey still has a career. That's awesome.
Right. And she has she got a number one hit every year of the 90s. So that's, for 10 years.
Yeah. She was an amazing superstar of the 90s.
Right. And writes her own songs. And she wrote that Christmas song.
Yeah, yeah. One of our favorites, honestly.
Right. Which is funny because I was like, I didn't know it by its name. And then Danielle sang a few bars and I was like, oh, of course.
Right.
Who did the
put it on our mix. It was the My Chemical Romance version of it.
There you go. But this was a great episode. I learned a lot.
Yeah, and she was also the thing I remember about Mariah Carey is she was sort of the first of these of the pop stars to really rejoice in the vocal calisthenics. The kind of like the runs,
and hitting the note. Danielle said that people didn't believe she was singing initially because
she could just what she was doing was so amazing with her voice.
Yeah,
she was making these runs that would go up and down, and I mean it was literally like imagining an Olympic
athlete of some sort.
Like doing the floor, like
the gymnasts.
The gymnasts doing the floor runs. Imagine her doing that with her voice.
Oh, wow.
That's what she was doing. And she was doing it way before anybody else was doing that kind of stuff. And now everybody's doing it.
You would have been a great person to interview Danielle Perez today because of how excited you were. Because I was just learning these things. And you would have been able to go, yes, isn't she amazing?
She's amazing.
But Danielle was able to say to me, she is amazing. You need to hear this. It was a different tone of voice. But Danielle was so great. It's a really great episode.